Data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the influx of people flocking to the Gem State, boosting populations and changing the fortunes of a majority of Idaho's cities. However, smaller communities aren't seeing the same spikes. Mac Illum visited one town on the banks of the Snake River that, despite seeing a downturn in residents, is placidly getting by.
We're in the city of American Falls, and I'm Kristen Jensen. I've been a member of the American Falls City Council for 27 years. I also do economic development work for the city of American Falls and Power County.
I'm Randy Jensen, the superintendent of schools in American Falls.
Incidentally, also
husband of Kristen.
We are sitting in a car. We're embarking on an adventure, basically, right?
Yes, we are. We'll be showing you some of the highlights of our town.
Well, let's go.
We pull out of the parking lot at City Hall, go a few blocks towards the downtown, and hit the single stoplight.
There really isn't much negative you can say. That's why we've been here for 30 years, and we've had many opportunities to take careers in other places. But at the end of the day, we love being here, and I don't think we'll ever leave.
American Falls is situated in Power County. It lost the most people of the six cities in the state that shed population. The most recent figures from the government puts the number of residents at 4,280.
The interesting thing is that of Idaho's 200 incorporated cities, 167 of them have less than 5,000 people.
Janelle Heyer is a seasoned analyst with the Idaho Department of Labor.
I've been doing research longer than you've been born, trust me.
Heyer says it's the big cities of Idaho, Boise, Meridian, Pocatello, and the like, that are population magnets. It's a different story for those small towns with fewer than 5,000 people.
Even though our small communities may not have lost population this year, they've seen kind of a decrease over the past few years because there are not the jobs there, there's not the opportunities, so they go elsewhere, whether they stay in Idaho or whether they leave.
After driving around the revamped downtown, a pair of stops to take in the American Falls Reservoir and pausing to look at the waterfall the city is named for, Kristen Jensen brings up the city's main industry as the local road trip continues.
The community itself exists because of agriculture. We've had about $19 million in investments over the past year in expanding agricultural businesses.
Over here to the left, you'll see Driscoll Potatoes. That's a potato processing plant as well. We're driving out to a place called Lamb Weston. They have the distinction of being McDonald's number one French fry producer every year.
Once the tour concludes and we get back to City Hall, I ask Kristen, the American Falls City Councilwoman and Economic Development Specialist, about the town's downturn in population.
We actually have only lost about 36 people, so it makes it sound like we're really losing a lot. While it may look like we're declining, if you look at our community, we don't feel that we have a void. We actually feel like we're maintaining. We're a pretty solid, stable economy here.
While Jensen uses the word stable, a few residents of the small community who preferred not to be recorded describe the city as stagnant. They point to a lack of shopping options. There's just one grocery store in town, and some other retailers folded in recent years. But Jensen says the city is poised for continued growth, pointing to the $19 million in investment the town received last year. She says new potato sellers and equipment upgrades at the city's ag employers lacks the glamour of a new movie theater.
We don't expect this to become Salt Lake City or Boise or Idaho Falls. We love American Falls for what it is. Maintaining the businesses that we have and the economic stability with our farm community suits us well, and we're able to be very sustainable.
Just 20 minutes from Pocatello, American Falls and other small cities offer a different pace of life from the expanding metropolitan hubs. That, says Janelle Heyer, the analyst at the Idaho Department of Labor, could help sustain them.
Unless they're really remote, they're easily accessible to a large city. And people may not want to live in a large city, so they will take advantage of those small communities. So I think as the state continues to grow, they will benefit from some of the spillover.
Along with American Falls, the two largest cities to see population declines in recent years are Orofino and Gooding. Both locations are less than 45 miles away from the cities of Lewiston and Twin Falls, respectively. With Idaho growing as fast as it is, just how far the spillover effect extends is anyone's guess. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.